helping that baby out for us. Here's 6 minutes before seven with the Grease Man. Looking forward to Valentine's Day. Doing that commercial about it got me kind of fired up about it. I love Valentine's Day. I can't help it. I'm a hopeless romantic, you know? It's a time when guys and girls talk about their futures, dream about what lays in store as they hold each other tight and smack lips.
I'm so in love.
It offends me to put my lips near the Sennheiser, while Ernie Kay, our nighttime boss jock, is just oozing mucosa. It's very unpleasant. And well, people all around are hacking and wheezing. It's that time of year. It's that time of year. Of course, I don't mind a little cold. You know, I've had worse things. I've been really sick in my day. I'll never forget the day the doctor told me I had a tapeworm. I said, what? He said, well, have you noticed you've been eating lots and lots of tuna and you haven't been gaining any weight? You're even losing weight? I said, as a matter of fact, Doc, I've been eating all kinds of things. He said, well, you've been eating for two. I'd guess you've had that tapeworm for 6, 8 weeks, maybe 3 months. Probably a big... I said, you mean to tell me I have a... He said, well, it's a worm, actually. It lives inside your intestines. And it consumes the food that you... I said, I don't want to hear it, Doc. I don't want to hear it. How do I get rid of it?
He said, well, we have to begin a series of daily treatments. Come back tomorrow and bring me a banana and two cookies.
I said, yes, sir, I'll be back. And all night long, I tossed and turned. I said, what? I got to go back to the doctor, bring him a banana and two cookies, get rid of a tapeworm. I don't understand. Well, I showed up the next day. He said, the treatment now begins. Nurse, would you step out of the room? He shut the door, looked at me, and said, please, drop your pants. Well, I was nervous. My palms were sweating, but what could I do? I dropped them. And much to my shock and discomfort, he introduced the banana to my intestinal tract, followed by the cookies. I was a little humiliated, a little put out. I said, Doc, are you sure this is the treatment? He said, shut up. I know what I'm doing. I said, well, what now? He said, come back tomorrow. Bring another banana and another two cookies. So that night I tossed and turned and hoped that I wasn't dealing with a lunatic, a madman. The next day, sure enough, at the assigned time, I was there in the waiting room with a banana and two cookies, smiling uneasily at all the other candidates sitting there, waiting for the doctor. Finally, he called me into his office. He said, nurse, leave the room. Mr. Grishmanelli, drop your pants. And once again, he introduced the banana to my system, followed by the two cookies. Well, by this time, I'm wondering what's the story on this guy when he says tomorrow, it'll all be over. Return to my office. This time, bring a banana and a hammer. So that night, I tossed and turned, thinking, my God, the hammer now. What's with the hammer here? I showed up the next day at the assigned time. He called me into his office. He said, nurse, leave the room. Mr. Grishmanelli, drop your pants. And once again, he introduced the banana. However, he did nothing else. He just picked up the hammer and waited. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Finally, that tapeworm poked his head out and said, hey, where's my cookies? And his doctor said, what? Slapped him in the head with that hammer.
Mommy, what?
We'll keep you advised.